produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Faith Walkers. And thank you for tuning in to Faith Walkers broadcast. I'm your host, Iona, also known as Lady Faith. I'm the visionary founder of Faith Walkers. Faith Walkers broadcast is committed to empowering you to live a more balanced life in mind, body, and spirit. Today we'll explore tools which improve our physical, mental, and spiritual fitness. Together, let's set your faith on fire. Let's faith walk, y'all. Let's faith walk through the intentional daily practice of flexing our mental, physical, and emotional muscles. Fueled by biblically-based, purpose-driven movement. Our goal is to live a more purpose-driven and vibrant life despite the obstacles we face. You see, we set the stage for a more conscious, enlivened experience by becoming active participants in the creation of our lives. But first, I'd like to thank Ms. Josie Hopkins, CEO of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network USA, and which is produced by Ms. Kayla Padgett, founder of Finding My Way Radio Network USA, for this opportunity to be of service. Today's topic, New Year, New You in 2022. But first, I want to congratulate all of you for surviving another challenging year. We're now entering our third year of COVID. 2022 is our clean slate, y'all, to redefine, recommit, elevate, and live your life on purpose. Every moment is a fresh beginning, and it's never too late to become who you want to be. I hope you're living a life that you're proud of, and if you're not, I hope you have the strength to start over. You see, failure is the opportunity to begin again, more intentionally. If you're like most of us, I believe it's safe to say that COVID has impacted you on some level. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm guilty of COVID fatigue, for real. Here we are at the start of a new year, and COVID remains with us. But guess what? So does God. Now, prior to COVID, I would start each year with my focus on my New Year's resolutions for self-improvement in some area of my life, physical, mental, or spiritual. I would hit the floor running and make conscious efforts and decisions each day to actively work on my personal goals. But then life happens. and I end up getting sidetracked, like many of us. So this year I decided I wasn't going to speak a resolution. I would actively do my resolution. Why not make a resolution this year? To be honest, because I never kept them longer than a few months. I do believe, though, that for me, my focus was too broad. I was visualizing the entire process instead of taking small pieces and focusing in on the steps required to get there. Now, I'm in no way implying that visualization of your goals is not an important step in the process, but it may be too soon to embrace the whole process. Martin Luther King once said, "Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." You see, my focus was on the staircase, and that's where I messed up. This year, I decided to take a spiritual approach to my resolutions and focus on one step at a time. 2022 is a brand new year filled with 365 brand new, never seen before days. Each and every day is a clean slate to begin again. This is a year with infinite possibilities. Every day is a blank canvas, and you are the artist. The power of purpose is in your hands. This is your walk. So I ask you, what does it look like? Living during these times of COVID indeed has been a challenge for all of us. By nature, I have never been one who handled change very well. I embrace the ability to map out my path and work at achieving my goals. I would set a goal and with laser focus, plot my course, then start my journey. I didn't take too kindly to any disruptions encountered on my course. But living in this COVID environment has been a challenge to my whole being, mind, body, and spirit. Initially, I was terrified, y'all. I was terrified to the point of stillness. I sat glued to the TV, trying to wrap my head around what I call the invisible enemy. Everything I knew about life was changing, and it was scary. Change in itself can be scary, but you know what's even scarier? Allowing fear to stop you from growing, evolving, and progressing. Uncertain of which way to turn, one thing I did know was that I couldn't stay stuck. But then, through much prayer and complete surrender, my focus began to shift. The fear abated, and I began to look for the lessons in living during these uncertain times. I realized I couldn't do anything about COVID. What I did realize is that I could no longer operate or navigate this life as I once did. COVID has forced me and others to adjust and adapt. The one lesson I did learn from all of this was patience. Gone were the days that I was in control of how, when, and where I could do the things I desired. Today we live in a perpetual state of uncertainty, and it's around every corner. We live in a world of constant change. I no longer mapped out my life walk on my terms, without constantly adjusting and adapting to this unseen force. The constant changes can be disorienting at times. I mean, we went from in-person learning to homeschooling to telework to having to go in the office to mandatory mask mandates, to total shelter in place and shutdowns, to the other extreme of being told, well, you really don't have to wear a mask if you're in there, but only when you're over there, you need one. So as we all tried to grasp and manage this invisible enemy, it was crazy. God revealed to me that my first lesson was to surrender, and I'm talking total surrender. I had to totally and completely surrender unwavering trust and faith in God. And it's not that I hadn't done that before, but like many of us, I had the tendency to take over the wheel. Through COVID, my relationship with God has grown stronger than ever before, as well as my total reliance on Him. Much of my life, I was in the driver's seat, and God was in the passenger seat for my protection, just in case I encountered trouble along the way. But when I began to adjust and adapt, my very first realization was to switch places and give God the wheel. Now I'm sitting in the passenger seat and allowing God to direct my path. I have come to accept that God is the author and finisher of my faith, and thus now I have a new faith walk. No longer can I control the uncertainties of living in a COVID-filled environment, but I could control my responses to it. We must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned so to have the life that is waiting for us. The old skin has to shed before the new one can come. As we move into year 3 of COVID, I couldn't imagine living the rest of my life in fear. This invisible enemy was taking people out. But you know what? I realize that death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside us while we live. Thus, the self-proclaimed phrase that has kept me and sustained me all the years of my ups and downs, my illnesses, is the phrase that I tell myself, I shall live until I die. I refuse to give my power to the enemy. 2022 is a new beginning, and none of us know what lies ahead. The only certainty we bring into this year is two things. COVID is still here, and God is still in control. The rest is up to us. There are two great days in a person's life, and that is the day we were born and the day we discover why. So I ask you, what is your why? In 2022, instead of making lofty New Year's resolutions, I decided to start by setting small, achievable goals. And one is that I will do one new thing each month. I will set a goal once a month to do something I've never done before. Number two, I will continue to pay myself first. I'm a firm believer in paying yourself first, because opening and having a savings account can offer you great peace of mind. Number three, do your bit for the environment by taking baby steps. Try incorporating one plant-based meal into your diet per week. We've started doing that, and I'm going to tell you, I didn't even tell my husband that it was plant-based. I just fed it to him, and he loved it. So sometimes we have to keep you know, little secrets to ourselves. The other things that we've tried is carrying reusable tote bags to the supermarket, purchase eco-friendly straws, and we recycle as much as possible. Number four, be kind to yourself and also to others. Before you start your day, think about how you can add a sprinkle of positivity and love to your day and to the days of others. Number five, change up your look. I got a new do, y'all, for 2022. And I tell you, a new do will do wonders for you. Try embracing bold colors, mixed patterns, and find the courage to wear outfits you've always wanted to but never thought you could pull off. You'd be surprised. Number six, try a new recipe each week. In addition to your one plant-based meal, cook just one new recipe. And doing so, you will accomplish three things. You'll save money by eating at home. The food is better for you because you know exactly what's in it. And you have a chance to brush up on your cooking skills. So if you don't know where to start, start by doing a Google search for easy 30-minute dinner ideas. And number seven, get more sleep, y'all. Sleep is essential for our overall health. Clocking in, hopefully, 8 hours can offer many benefits, including increased productivity, improved mood, boosts your immune system, preventing weight gain, and many, many more. So instead of making lofty New Year's resolutions, reflect on the past to gain a better understanding of what needs to change in the future. Despite what the phrase says, a new year won't necessarily foster a new you, but it can motivate you to be and do better. So together, let's set our intention for 2022. Now, I also have 9 ways to think differently. 1, get quiet. Turn those devices off. Think about what brings you joy. Go for a walk, pray, meditate. Text messages and voicemail exist for a reason. You don't have to be available every instant. Guess what? Your friends will still love you. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 5 things each week you are grateful for. Number 3, think of your mission. Instead of being solely goal-focused, ponder the meaning of your life's work. Ask who you want to be rather than what you want to do. Number 4, learn to discern. It can take time and practice to discern the direction of your life. When I have a big decision to make, I try to pay attention to whether I feel peace with it and whether the options align with my values. Sometimes finding the courage to take a leap of faith is the lesson itself. Number 5, seek spiritual guidance. If you're struggling with figuring out a direction for your life, pray. Then speak with a person who is strongly rooted in faith, and you'll find that others grapple with the same eternal questions. Number 6, practice the daily examine. A daily method of reflection that encourages awareness, forgiveness, and hopefulness. It's a way of examining how you respond to the challenges and blessings of the day. It allows us to see where God's presence has popped up in our lives most visibly on any given day and provides insight into opportunities for future growth. And find an accountability partner, y'all. Find a friend who will support you and help you stay accountable to them and yourself and your goals. Number 8, craft a vision board. Make your wishes and goals tangible. A vision board with verses of scripture or quotes might inspire you to reconnect with life's deeper meanings. And finally, number 9, believe you can do it. A positive mindset helps any endeavor. With God's grace and your own dedication, amazing things can happen. Though the new year rolls around every January, a new you is possible at any time. So I want to close with a challenge that I found from a best-selling author of The Greatest Secret in the World, Og Mandino. And it goes, beginning today, treat everyone you meet as if they're going to be dead by midnight. Extend to them all the care, kindness, and understanding you can muster. And do it with no thought of any reward. And your life will never be the same again. Amen. So until we meet again, I want you to have a safe, happy, healthy, and intentional new year, spreading love, spreading joy as you continue your faith walk. And we're going to close out today with a short prayer that I would like to share with you all. And it goes, dear God, on this day I ask you to grant this request. May I know who I am and what I am every moment of every day. May I be a catalyst for light and love and bring inspiration to those whose eyes I meet. May I have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict and the courage to speak my voice even when I'm scared. May I have the humility to follow my heart and the passion to live my soul's desires. May I seek to know the highest truth and dismiss the gravitational pull of my lower self. May I embrace the love and the totality of myself, my darkness as well as my light. May I be brave enough to hear my heart. So let it soften so that I may gracefully choose faith over fear. Today is my day to surrender anything that stands between the sacredness of my humanity and my divinity. May I be drenched in my holiness and engulfed by your love. And may all else melt away. And so it is. Amen. Until next time, y'all, peace.
Done been through the storm, y'all. Seen the rough side of the mountain, but before that, everything crumbled around.
I close my mind.
Hold on to my face. 'Cause it's not what I see, it's just what I believe.
Only do it
if you believe in God's word. He will strengthen you.
Only do it.
Watch God turn it around. Yeah, watch God turn it around.
Only do it.
Don't give up the fight, 'cause God gon' see you through.
Only do it.
Watch God turn it around. Yeah, watch God turn it around.
Only do it.
Now it won't be easy, but you gotta keep holding on. So I press on the mark of the high calling. He'll never leave ya. God's gonna see you through. If you believe in God's word, he will strengthen you.
Only do it.
Watch God turn it around. Yeah, watch God turn it around.
Only do it.
Don't give up the fight, 'cause God gonna
strange that difficult times will come. And I know he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Nor will he put more on us than we can bear. And if he did it for me, surely he'll do it for you. You know why? Hey, 'cause this is what he did. The bills got paid,
gonna do it.
New house on the way,
gonna do it.
My mama got healed,
gonna do it.
I tell you Jesus is real,
gonna do it.
And what about the con,
gonna do it.
To get you through the new job,
gonna do it.
God said it in his word,
gonna do it.
I can have it all,
gonna do it.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I woke up from that dream with a feeling unlike anything I'd ever experienced. I had a new sense of purpose because of all the dreamers who have paved the way for me and inspired me. And I was no longer afraid to dream big dreams. I learned that nothing was impossible, and I could accomplish anything I set my mind to. While I sat in the basement and reflected on the journey I'd just taken with my mother and the things I saw vividly as I dreamed, I knew that it was my life's work to share what I knew with others so they would dream big dreams too. I dream big and small. Sometimes, man, I don't even dream at all. I dream of what I shall become, the good deeds that will be done, that teacher nurturing our young, a lawyer contesting the trials that have begun, that doctor saving lives, my president to change that state of mind, a scientist seeking change agents, a builder engineering the world's new creation. I dream. I dream of becoming an athlete or performer, of something that will transform him or her, an astronaut among the stars, shining bright and providing new insight, changing the world and impacting nations. Love, peace, and kindness are my recommendations. I dream big, I dream small. I dream that I am a role model for all.
Hello and welcome to Dab with Coach K. I am your host, Dr. TCK. That is your transformational Coach K. And I am so honored and grateful that you have tuned in with me. I am so grateful to share this platform with you and hope that something is shared that will inspire you, encourage you, and empower you along your journey. Today's topic is loss. Tupac Shakur said, "Death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside while still alive." Yes, we know that death is a form of loss and a painful one at that. However, loss manifests in many forms, such as having a miscarriage, abandonment, and into a relationship or friendship, family, or work. When you've lost something or someone, it's hard to find your way back to a common ground or your new normal. But know that joy comes in the morning and there's light at the end of the tunnel. It takes time to heal and find your way through this journey. Losing someone through death, especially when it's unexpected or they have taken their life, can be tough. But no matter how you lose a loved one, you have to allow yourself to go through the grieving process so you can heal. It will take time, and it's best to go at your own pace, but there are things to help make it easier. One thing that can help make it easier is recognizing grief. It's okay to not be okay. And you'll have good and bad days, but you'll learn how to live in your new normal without your loved one. Take your time. So again, you want to make sure that you are recognizing that you are grieving. Just because you've had the funeral service or you've had the ceremony to celebrate their life doesn't mean that it ends there. Actually, that's when the journey begins even more. That's when the true journey begins. And so you want to make sure that you recognize that I'm still grieving. Hey, I miss my loved one, you know? And so you want to make sure that you recognize it. Don't be in denial, but recognize that you're still grieving. Two, take care of yourself. You want to maintain a good, healthy balance. You must take care of your emotional, physical, and health needs. Okay? Every day is not going to be great. You don't have to put on a mask and hide your feelings. But you want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. You have to eat. You have to sleep. You have to rest. You have to recognize, even if you're not in a good mental and emotional state, so that you'll know what it is that you have to do or what you need for yourself. You may not even know what you need for yourself, but you can recognize that you may need help. So you want to just take the time to take care of yourself. And if you can't do it for yourself, allow someone to do it for you. I know this time during the holiday season, it can be rough. Especially if you've lost a loved one during the holiday season, or just the fact that that person is no longer there during the holiday seasons or special celebrations and things of that nature. So you just want to make sure that you are looking out for your need and for your needs and doing what you can in the process of making sure that you take care of yourself. Third, you want to communicate, talk to people. Be it a family member, friend, grief support group, therapy, or religious groups or support. You want to make sure that you can convey to someone that it may be how you're feeling. You know, I'm really struggling with this. You know, it may be that you need someone to be there with you. It may be that you need to talk to someone. You need to share these feelings, share what you're feeling so it can get out of your head and you can truly begin the healing process. Again, it takes time. Nothing happens overnight, especially when you're grieving a loved one or of lost relationship or whatever have you. It does not happen overnight. So you want to take your time, take it moment by moment, but communicate. And even if you don't know what you need, just to communicate and say, hey, I'm just struggling again. I'm struggling, or I just need some help and I don't know what it is. And allow yourself to accept the help. Allow people to be there for you. So you just want to take your time. Again, you want to recognize grief, take care of yourself, communicate. And then number four, draw comfort from spirituality and religion. It's okay to have questions or have your faith or religious beliefs tested. You may want to know, well, God or whoever your higher being is that you serve, why did you take them away? Why did you let this happen? Why them? Why not this person? Or, you know, there's some mean people in the world, but why them? It's okay to have those questions, but don't stay there. Talk it out with someone. Talk it out and get some support. No, it won't bring them back, but it will help you as you go through the process. It'll make it a little bit easier to navigate through the grief, to navigate through the pain, to navigate through them not being here anymore, to navigate through your new normal. Okay. And then celebrate their lives, their life. Keep your loved ones' favorite things. Creatively express your feelings and thoughts. Engage in activities like hobbies, physical activities, healing art or literature, healing retreats. Keep old and make new traditions. Reminisce on memories via photos, videos, or other things, and create a memorial or memory object. You want to celebrate their lives when, you know, when the holiday season, so it won't feel so dreary. You know, do something to celebrate their life instead of looking at the fact that they're not here. So it may be eating their favorite food, or if they ate something on a certain day, then why don't you, you know, have that meal on a certain day, continue that tradition. It may be releasing balloons on their birthday or for Christmas or things. It may be planning something. It may be creating something, finding a way to honor their life, to honor their legacy, to honor their memory. It could be giving back to someone, but you want to make sure that you find ways to celebrate their lives, especially like on their birthdays, holidays, special occasions, things of that nature, so that it doesn't seem so dreary. And it celebrates them. It keeps them alive because they're not gone. They're forever with you in your heart. And so you want to just find ways to celebrate them. Again, you want to recognize your grief or that you're grieving. Take care of yourself. Communicate. Draw comfort from spirituality and religion and celebrate their life. Losing a loved one is definitely tough. But these five tools can help you ease the pain and let healing begin. Now, losing yourself in a relationship, no matter what type, is normal and can go unnoticed for a while, but you can regain yourself. We often lose ourselves because we don't know who we are. We're putting other needs above our own, as well as trying to please and make others happy. It's okay for your needs and desires and wants to be first. However, relationships are about balance, understanding, and growth. So it's healthy to take the time to learn who you truly are. This means take the time to get to know the ins and outs of who you are, what makes you happy, your pet peeves, your triggers, good or bad, your goals in life, pruning people and things out of your life that doesn't have the right energy and other things. Putting balance in your life shouldn't be a negative thing. It's just being honest, truthful, and making sure you value yourself as you do others. Know that change is inevitable and is necessary for growth. So be aware of the changes and communicate as you go. It is okay to set boundaries as you're growing and know that you can compromise and please others without losing yourself in the process. Never feel that you have to overlook yourself or your feelings when dealing with others. You are important, and never forget that. So to as you continue along this journey, I want you to remember that it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to create balance or set boundaries in your life as you grieve, as you look at your new normal, as you know, since you've lost someone or lost a relationship or whatever the case may be. Remember, grief comes in all different types of forms. So as you continue to dab through your journey in life, remember that you will make it. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and you will be okay. So to continue the dab journey, you can follow the Dab podcast, that is Discover, Activate, and Blaze podcast on Apple Podcasts, as well as other outlets. As well as you can connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Transformational Coach K. And I want you to continue to be great on purpose. Until next time, I am your Transformational Coach K. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.